Incidents of violence being investigated as acts of terrorism are predominant in the news this week. Let's learn if they're top of mind to Americans with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, to what extent are Americans concerned about violence on our soil?
Well, it's neither the best of times nor the worst of times. 42% just updated this, say they are worried that they or someone in their family will be a victim of terrorism. We started asking that question actually back in the 90s. And of course, it reached its high point just after 9/11 when it was almost 6 out of 10. It's been as low as down in the 20% range since 9/11 and today. So as I mentioned, that 42% who are worried right now is kind of in the middle. Neither excessive worry, certainly, however, not the low levels of worry that we have seen at other times.
Worried to the extent that they change their behaviors?
Well, you know, what's interesting is we gave Americans a series of situations and said, are you less likely to want to participate in these or do these activities because of terrorism? The one that has gone up the most has been the reluctance to be at events where there are large crowds. That's actually higher now. About 4 out of 10 Americans say because of terrorism, they're less likely to want to do that, be with large crowds at events, and that's actually higher than it was after 9/11. The other things we measured, like taking trips overseas or flying in general or going up in skyscrapers, things we measured right after 9/11 are actually down some from where they had been then. But this crowd issue, maybe because of some of the acts of terrorism people have seen in Europe, is one that seems to be bugging people the most here in America.
Measurable to the extent that we can see reduced flights and trips overseas or reduced attendance at large venues?
Well, I think that'd be very hard to measure. And, you know, you raised an interesting point about going overseas. Actually, about half of Americans say they're less likely to go overseas because of terrorism. That's down a little, as I mentioned. But that's easy to say because the big percent of Americans aren't planning on going overseas anyhow to travel. So it's very easy to say I'd be less likely to do it. But nevertheless, I don't think we can measure any of these quantitatively in terms of what's actually happened. These are just perceptions.
Taking on terrorism was one of President Donald Trump's key campaign platforms. Is he being credited to date with keeping it at bay?
Well, on a relative basis, yes. 46% of Americans approve of how Donald Trump is handling terrorism. And in the same poll where we asked that, his overall approval was where it has been, as we've talked about many weeks now, about 38%. So that's about 8 points higher on terrorism. And that's actually the highest he gets on any of these sub-areas that we test. For example, handling healthcare policy. His approval rating is 28%. So terrorism is one of his strengths along with the economy. So I would say Americans are giving him some credit on a relative basis on terrorism.
Frank, Oliver Stone's The Putin interviews are offering perspective on his image. They're being shown all week in Russia, available here on Showtime. What would it take to bolster Vladimir Putin's image in the United States?
A lot. Someone told me once that there was some evidence that Vladimir Putin actually follows his favorable rating in the Gallup poll here in the United States. And if he does, he's depressed at the moment because 74% of Americans, we just updated this, have an unfavorable opinion of Putin. That's by a couple of points the highest we've ever measured in terms of the negative side of the ledger. Some people